Pope John Paul has named 31 new cardinals, increasing his influence over the group that will elect his successor. He now has named nearly all of the cardinals eligible to vote for the next pope. The selection of the new cardinals occurred several months earlier than expected, suggesting there's growing concern within the Vatican over the pope's health. John Allen is Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Over the 25 years of his papacy, John Paul consistently has appointed cardinals that support his conservative agenda. Do these 31 new ones fit the pattern?
Well, they do and they don't. Actually, I think what is striking about this particular group is there is a fair degree of diversity, internal diversity. You've got some quite conservative cardinals, such as George Pell in Sydney, Australia, Oscar Skind in Rio de Janeiro, but at the same time, there are some men who clearly are sort of center-left on theological and political questions, such as Archbishop, now Cardinal-designate O'Brien in Scotland, and Hamau, a Japanese cardinal who serves in the Vatican. So what you have is a group of men that, to some extent, will increase the internal pluralism, if you like, within the College of Cardinals, making the politics surrounding the election of the next pope a bit more wide open and, therefore, Bob, a bit more interesting.
Only one American among the 31. What do you know about him?
Archbishop, now Cardinal-designate Justin Regali of Philadelphia, would, I think, fit the bill of being a kind of classic ecclesiastical conservative, a man seen in Rome as very reliable. He, of course, served in Rome a number of years, worked personally with the Pope while he was in the Secretariat of State, and I think will be someone seen as a man who can help sort of set a very faithful, reliable Roman model in the American Church.
Most of the new cardinals come from Europe. What's the significance of these appointments from the European perspective?
Well, you know, I think there is a sense in the Vatican these days, a sense of alarm that, to some extent, Europe is getting away from them. I mean, you've got mass attendance rates in many places in Europe in the single digits, 4 or 5%. You've got a very serious vocations crisis. You've also got a situation where the public influence of the Church is at an all-time low. I mean, there are something like 12 European nations these days that in some way have adopted same-sex partnership laws, for example, despite the very vigorous but ultimately ineffective opposition of the Catholic Church. And I think there's a sense that something needs to happen to try to increase the effectiveness and the importance of the Catholic Church in Europe. And creating a sort of crop of new high-profile cardinals is one way of trying to go about that.
Several cardinals from the developing world are in this group, and one who is unnamed.
Yeah, that's right. Well, of course, the Pope will create a cardinal in pectore, that is, secretly, usually when there is some political reason that publicizing the name of the cardinal might be dangerous, and that's typically the case where in a place where the Church is oppressed. Which is why some people would speculate, for example, that this might be this cardinal might be Joseph Zinn, the Archbishop of Hong Kong, who is a figure who is not especially well loved by the Chinese government. And on the subject of the developing world, of course, there is a strong current of opinion in the College of Cardinals and throughout the Church that it might be a very healthy thing were the next pope to come out of the developing world. And so certainly these new cardinals from the third world will be getting a close look along those lines.
Why did the Pope name these cardinals earlier than anticipated?
Well, I think that while obviously the Pope's frailty will invite speculation that it might have had to do with his health, I think the reality is a bit more mundane, which is that normally speaking, the Church likes to have about 120 cardinals under 80. At the moment, we have 109. The normal rhythm of consistories has been every 3 years, so it's about time for one. There had been talk of doing this in February. But all the cardinals of the world have been summoned to Rome for the Pope's 25th anniversary in October and also the beatification of Mother Teresa. And I think, quite frankly, there were some cardinals that just didn't want to have to come back a few months from now. And so the sense was that if you're going to do it, you might as well do it now.
Thank you very much.
Bob, it's always a pleasure.
John Allen is Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter.